You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Welcome. Bing is for doing, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Vanderpump Rules. We'll be talking about Season 1, Episode 3, You Don't Know Jax. I'm your host, Jake Dupree, along with my beautiful Vanderpump Vixens. That's our new group name, so refer to us as that. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christina Zias.
Hi, I'm Michelle Renee.
And we are very, very, very excited to announce that we have some very special guests today, including the amazing, talented singer, actress, and reality star, Miss Sheena Marie. Woo! Along with her really great friend, Jacqueline Lecky, who also works at Villa Blanca. So go, girl.
Hey.
Get your life with that. So let's just get off started talking about this photo shoot that led into some drama between Kristen and Tom. So, how do we feel, ladies? Let's go. Let's go right into it.
How do I feel? I feel like she overreacted, definitely. I think a better approach may have been for her to ask Tom, like, if she wanted to know, which, I mean, I would be curious too. Then I think she should have waited and asked him, like, hey, which one of the twins did you hook up with? Because, funny thing, I was at a photo shoot with one of them today. And then if he would have said, oh, it was that one, then she could have smacked him in the face and been like, oh, that's so embarrassing, you know, whatever.
But do you think that relationships, I mean, like, the point of being in a relationship is that the past is kind of the past. And you want the experience with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I feel like, in a relationship. No?
Yes. I mean, I think she totally blew it kind of out of proportion, you know, but totally uncomfortable for her at the same time.
For
but
sure.
I don't think I would want to know. I mean, I would want to know, but I wouldn't want to know, if that makes any sense at all.
But the whole thing, it seemed like Kristen was kind of backing off this topic. Like, she didn't want to actually talk about this girl that was sleeping with Tom. But then Stassi was just a little bit prodding that. She fanned the fire a little bit.
A little prodding. She, like, totally asked.
Yeah.
The girl's like, I'm eating over here.
She asked, I thought she was going to pull her to the side and be like, hey, I have something to ask you. Like, you know, come over here. Did you hook up with my friend's boyfriend? But she screamed it across the room in front of the people that looked like they were in charge of the photo shoot. That's so unprofessional.
It's so Stassi.
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard in the past that Stassi has a little bit of a history with problems with photo shoots. Like the thing with Jack saying he's not going on that photo shoot because I can't go with him. I mean, so we should expect something, a little bit of trouble coming from her on that photo shoot.
Can I make a reference to Real Housewives from, like, the first season?
Please do, child.
Real Housewives of Orange County, like, season one, where all of the daughters did that photo shoot, I don't know, for whomever, and they got into a fight there. That's what it reminded me of. Just like
it's
not professional at all.
And the thing is, she should have pulled her to the side and been like, listen, we've heard this about you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? But instead of just yelling it across the table in front of the entire production staff for
like
that photo shoot.
That poor girl, Cassandra, she's put in such an awkward place. I mean, imagine being her right there.
I know. I mean, Sheena, you've probably been in that place before.
Oh, yeah. I know how it feels. That's the thing, though. Stassi is very outspoken. She just calls it like she sees it, and she doesn't hide behind it. So I kind of have respect for her in that sense. But
I mean, it's like I said last week on our show, I said it's a little bit of shamelessness, like just going with it and going for it. And I appreciate that. I'm like, I was reading on Twitter today. I was looking at some of her past tweets, and she retweeted someone saying that she's the Regina George of reality TV. And I was like, that is so true. You love to hate her and you hate to love her.
Mm-hmm.
So
no shame,
good for her.
No game. Mm-mm.
But I think that Stassi has to be careful, because while she's this, like, great, say whatever's on my mind, you know, empowered woman, Kristen isn't so much. And so Kristen came out looking very insecure and very, I mean, a little crazy. Like, I'm going to throw up right now. Like, I can't. like, I mean, and I think the other girls at the photo shoot were probably judging her harshly. You know, if it had been Stassi in that position, she could have, like, laughed it off or made a joke or insulted the person. Right. But Kristen just ended up looking like the victim and a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm. And the one comment that kind of turned me off a little bit, that she was like, Cassandra looks like one of those girls that was on a truck, on top of a truck with blonde highlights. And I'm like, don't you have blonde highlights at the tips of your hand?
Oh, that's funny.
Pot calling the kettle black. Sorry, Kristen.
Well, I'd like to ask Shayna, because she says she doesn't look like a hooker anymore. Oh, you mean so she doesn't look like Shayna. So I want to know, when you were watching this,
I mean, I would think a hooker is more of a blonde than a brunette type. So I'm like, you calling me that. Let's take a look in the mirror.
You don't look like a hooker at all.
No, okay,
all
I don't think so either.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Hooker's too trashy for you. Mm-mm. And then they go, right after the photo shoot, they go to work. And Kristen just decides to storm up and just sit down and be all huffy and puffy with Tom in front of Peter and Jax, which I thought was really funny, because we were talking about this while we were watching the show right before this, that Peter, I feel like he's always in the background like, oh yeah, like he's like the crowd, he's the audience behind it, and I think he's so funny.
Always like laughing along at everything. Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, but I'm glad it's on there.
Yeah, he's very animated. He's just always in the back.
But very easy to be entertained at, sir. So, I mean, stand in the background and watch the show.
So, how do you feel about Kristen confronting him at the restaurant? Do you think that maybe the producers kind of prodded it along? I'm sure, but do you think that was appropriate?
No, I think she was aching to say something, and as soon as she saw him, like, she couldn't keep it in.
Yeah. Again, with the professionalism, we're lacking that.
Because she was working, she was on the clock, and he was off the clock. Mm-hmm. So it was all in her court.
Yeah.
She totally seeked him out.
And she said she didn't have service while they were there. Somewhere between you being at the photo shoot and going home to get your sir outfit and getting to sir before your shift started, you would have had text messaging, or you could have hit him at least with a text saying, look, we need to talk later because I'm going to smack you in the face when I...
But the thing is that I found with Tom, he of course said, and then Kristen said to him that Stassi was the one that brought it all up, asking the girl if she slept with Tom. And Tom had this awesome quote. Kristen, where is it? Stassi loves to project her insecurities, and what happens is her insecurities spread like a plague onto Kristen. Do you think Kristen is easily affected by Stassi? Because I feel like she's kind of her lackey a little bit.
Totally. I mean, everything that she does is kind of reflected by what Stassi says or does, no?
Yes, definitely. And then, like, the whole thing in her apartment when she was broken up with Jax, that they were like, oh, we're just going to let her have her moment, let her say her things. But she was kind of being rude to them. And I feel like sometimes she's really rude to Katie and Kristen, but they don't really really team up against her.
Well, I feel like Stassi is, you know, a really big personality, and she could be a little bit intimidating. So I also think they kind of look up to her, do they?
Mm-hmm. They do, and it's funny because she's younger than both of them.
I know, that's
really?
Yeah. But the difference with them and with me is I'm not the type of person to take someone's crap, so when Stassi was giving me a hard time, I'm like, no, I'm going to stand up for myself, whereas they kind of take the back seat, and they're just like, oh, okay. What's that, Stassi? It's okay.
What's in it for them, though? Why do you think they do that?
I don't know. I think they just really just look up to her. I don't know. She's a pretty girl. She's outspoken. She has a lot going for her. And I think they just admire her and just kind of put up with the craziness sometimes because they're happy to be her friend.
Like Regina George.
Yeah.
She is
Regina
George.
She hit the nail on the
head.
She's
like the Kristen Cavallari also. Kristen Cavallari, I feel like, had that Regina George quality to her on the hills.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But another thing that I wrote down while I was watching the show is, why does Kristen have to know that her boyfriend slept with someone previously? I think it's pretty much, we live in a day and age where people have slept with people in the past. I don't know if you're all familiar with that concept. It's a new concept, but
I'm
a
virgin.
child, please. But do you know, would you want to know the person, or would you want to confront a person that your boyfriend or girlfriend had slept with in the past?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
No.
I'm curious. No.
I just feel like that's what social networking is for.
You dig
like if you really want to know what your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend or something looks like, you go on, you know,
Facebook
or whatever. You
for yeah, sure
creep them would, a little bit.
But you would still want to know is the point. It's not like not wanting to know at all.
See, I would want to know, but I would never confront them. Like ask my boyfriend, like, oh, show me your past girlfriends or, like, who you've hooked up with. But I would never confront them about it because he's mine now.
Yeah. You get to go home with it. So yeah, who cares?
Totally.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. I would want to ask my boyfriend, like, did you hook up with her? But I would never go up to the girl and say, I heard you slept with my man.
And also, it seemed like she was fishing for details from the girl a little bit. Like, it's my bedroom. It's my apartment. And I'm like, we know that. Like, you don't have to validate yourself or get some kind of validation from her. Like, just own it. It's your relationship. You get to go home with it.
Kristen also moved into Tom's apartment. So you kind of have to know, moving into someone's apartment, other girls have been there.
You adopt the history.
Totally.
You adopt the history.
And, I don't know, because I didn't really get a good look at, what was the woman's name, the girl's name?
Cassandra,
okay.
Excuse me.
Cassie,
I didn't really get a good
whatever.
Look at her, but she seemed like she was kind of cute. Like, if I see someone that my boyfriend used to date or used to talk to that's attractive, I'm just going to let it slide. You know, I'm just going to fall back. Because you don't want to, you know, obviously there's going to be a comparison.
That.
Like, oh, like, she's cuter or she's thinner or she's whatever would have been the comparison. Oh, she's smaller. She's more attractive. Oh, she's, you know, this... So famous nude model.
I feel like it's better to know that they're cute than to see them and they're not attractive, because then you're like,
yeah. So I'm saying,
like,
what am I doing? But when you see them and they are attractive and you're standing there, you're asking to be judged by everyone else in the room.
Right.
Like, oh, well, what was he thinking moving on to, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I would have just kept my mouth closed and said something to him, but not embarrassed myself in front of everyone there.
Because it made her look really super insecure.
Yeah.
Kristen, we got to work on our confidence a little bit.
Come on and talk to us about it.
But the thing is also, I mean, like, I've met my boyfriend's ex-boyfriend before, and we get along really fine, and I think that that's okay. And they lived in the apartment that I lived in now with him. So, I mean, I don't know. There's just a history that you have to adopt but also accept. And I don't know if that I would want someone that didn't have a little bit of a history, because I feel like it makes the next relationship stronger. Agree?
I agree. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even a relationship. From the looks of the show, I don't know if that's right, but it just seemed like there was just a hookup. They just lived together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just.
I don't even know the details. I just know they were his roommates, and he slept with one of them. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, they were probably drunk.
Why not the only?
Yeah.
They're attractive.
Yeah.
YOLO.
Things happen. And then another thing that really bothered me about the whole argument is later on in the episode, we'll segue into the whole Stassi and Jack's issue. But Stassi said at the very end of the episode, kind of towards the end, that she didn't understand why Kristen wasn't on her side, because she said that... I'm losing my train of thought a little bit, but she said...
They always take Jack's side?
Yes, they always take Jack's side. And then she was like, Kristen is always so insecure when other girls are around, and when there's someone else that Tom slept with, she gets all freaked out and shit hits the fan. And I was like, didn't Jax just say last episode or the previous episode that Stassi does the exact same thing, that he's on a leash or by the collar, she's holding him by the collar? I'm like, girl, you instigated this whole situation, so you shouldn't blame everything on Kristen. Like, that was your decision to confront that girl, right?
Totally, but I feel like at that point, Stassi was just so aggravated that no one was completely seeing her side, and just, I think she's kind of worried that she doesn't want to lose her friends, because obviously they're both friends with, like, Jax and her. Mm-hmm. So I think she's, like, kind of really trying to rile up the troops and get everyone on her side.
Yeah.
What I found interesting about the conversation that opened the episode when they were all at lunch discussing the breakup is that they were on Jax's side, but the entire conversation revolved around superficial things. Oh, remember when he picked you up that time and you guys looked like Barbie and Ken?
That was so annoying. I felt bad for her just watching that. Like, clearly, they just broke up and she's annoyed and you're just, like, reminiscing on all of these happy things. It's like, shut up.
But it was nothing like, oh, he was such a good boyfriend.
No.
Oh, he did this. Or, oh, he supported you. Or, oh, he was there for you. It was all like, you guys look cute together.
You guys make great babies.
Yeah.
That's exactly, yeah.
So to me, I don't know. I found that interesting. I didn't really know what to make of it. I didn't know if that was just kind of to be cute for the show, or if that's all they really care about, is them being a cute couple.
Maybe.
Because for 2 years, you have to have more than looks, obviously, to make it last.
Because the first year is, like, where you get all the kinks out, and the second year is when it kind of gets a little bit complacent, and then you have to, like, kind of spice it up a little bit. So, I don't know. And then, so we'll just segue right into Stassi versus Frank versus Jax. All in one pretty package for you. Welcome to Christmas. And that conversation, I do, like, Stassi makes a good point. shouldn't her friends be on her side in this argument at the restaurant at the beginning? Shouldn't her friends be on her side?
Of course.
Yeah.
Girls should have girls' back. They shouldn't be taking their ex-boyfriend's side, especially when she just found out this information. I mean, whether it's a rumor or not, Stassi's clearly upset about this. Her two best friends should be there for her, not be like, oh, he's lying, it's not true. Well, what if it is true? And then you're going to feel stupid.
Mm-hmm. One scene that really cracked me up that was when Jax got off work and then went to sit down at the bar with Frank. And Frank was like, oh, yeah, you should totally go leave, please. So I can come into your apartment.
So I can move in on your girl.
I was like, he is giving too much information to the enemy.
I love how Jax was like, I pretty much just fed him exactly how to get Stassi. Like, I told him, like, play by play. This is what she likes. This is what she doesn't like. He, like, set him up so perfectly.
I have a question. Okay, so later in the episode, and I might be jumping around a little too much, so forgive me if I am, but Jax says he should have handled it like a man, referring to Frank. So my question for you guys is, did Frank handle it right at the bar when he just didn't say anything? Or do you guys think Frank should have handled it like a man and gone up to Jackson and been like, hey, I'm interested in Stassi. Do you mind?
I don't think that Frank owes him an explanation at all.
Okay. Not at all.
At all.
It's not like they were good friends before Jax tries to make it out to be like, you're my buddy, man. I work with you. It's like, you're coworkers. Like, Frank doesn't owe you anything.
Like, we're friendly, but we're not best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
That's strange to me. I mean, I think that they broke a little bit of guy code. Like, I feel like that's a little bit of dude code. Like, don't date someone's ex. But
I just think, well, I mean, I don't know how long this, like, the actual span of it was. But for one episode, it seemed like a little too quick for me. You know, if that was like my dude, I'd be like,
I'm not saying anything.
One question that came up for me, Stassi was like, whenever she was talking to them, she was like, I've been around him for just a few days now, and I'm really torn between the two. And I'm like, this girl moves fast. Like, she moves on. Like, she needs that man in her life. I mean, that's strange that she would just be 2 years versus maybe like a week or whatever, supposedly they were friends. You know, that's strange to me that she would have a tough decision deciding between the two. Unless she just wanted to move on and get some ass. Like, let's be honest.
Maybe. Do you think she goes like from boyfriend to boyfriend? Like, she's a serial monogamist?
Maybe.
No. I mean, I do know that they were friends for several months before. Nothing was going on because she had a boyfriend, but it does, I mean, we only have 8 episodes, so it does, everything moves fast, but it wasn't like one day she's with Jax and the next day she's in bed with Frank. I mean, there was a progression, it just, it makes her look really bad.
Yeah, the editing does not work for that situation at all.
No, totally not. But I do, that makes me feel a little bit better about Frank and Stassi. Frank, yeah, that's his name. I kept writing down Ryan.
He does look like a Ryan.
He looks like a Ryan. Okay, yeah, that makes me feel better about their relationship, that there was some time.
He worked there for like 6 or 8 months before they ever went out. So it wasn't like he was the new guy and the next day they're going out on a date.
That's a good clarification because it does make her look really bad.
That's exactly how it looks like.
I know.
That's so funny.
One thing I wanted to add about that whole issue is Stassi got that the day that they went to the club and she took Frank with her and they were getting completely drunk and there was a beautiful girl named Jen who works also with Sarah and she was gorgeous. Really cute in that dress. She looked awesome. I was like, why aren't you on the show? I was like, you could take Katie's place because she hadn't said much at all.
I like Katie.
I do like her because she's beautiful.
I like Kristen.
Really?
Yeah, she has little witty like one-liners. When she's like, I didn't want to drink the, you know, the stall, but...
I do. No. Yeah, that was funny. I like that. Yeah. And she's cute, too, I guess.
She's cute, yeah.
She really doesn't say that much, though.
She doesn't, yeah.
Her and Jen are both more of a quiet personality, whereas, like, me, Stassi, and Kristen are a lot more outspoken.
Vocal.
So I think sometimes, you know, if we're in a scene and, like, me or Stassi are talking and Jen or Katie are there, they'll kind of just listen and be very respectful rather than just chime in unless they have a strong opinion about something. Yeah. They're really both super sweet girls.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Which, it works for the show. You can't have too many cooks in the kitchen.
Totally.
No pun intended.
Yeah, for sure.
I like what you did. That's funny. Oh, and then they go out, of course, to the supper club. And there's girls with pasties hanging from the ceiling, which I see no problem with. No problem with at all. Actually, we could get a few right here. That'd be kind of fun.
Next week.
Are they always girls? I thought sometimes they were guys, too.
Really?
Cross
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You've been there more than we have.
Yeah, let us know.
She did say she was a big fan.
We should all go one night.
We should. What's a good night?
Oh, I don't know.
What's a night with a man?
Come on, Jacqueline.
I just go with my roommate sometimes. I think it's Saturday.
Another thing that I found as their little group progressed in that club, that he was kind of following her around a little bit. I feel like she likes a guy that kind of, that she can lead around and kind of drag around. Frank. And because he was like, oh, I'll make you drinks. And she was just like sitting there like, okay, make me a drink. And then she was like, they went out and danced. And then she left and she's like, we're going to be at the table. And he just followed. I feel like she likes a guy that she can expect to be, always be there right behind her. True or false?
Well, I mean, Frank was really drunk that night, as we could all tell. So I feel like it was a new situation and he just wanted to do everything to please her. And sometimes that can come off as annoying or clingy. So maybe she was just kind of like, oh, okay, I don't want another shot. And he was just like, no, let's drink, let's dance, let's do
that. I think he saw that. It was his window opportunity to be like, let's seal this deal.
Yeah.
Never knows what could have happened that night.
But then he was being annoying as well. He needed to zip his lip because he's like, I should be giving Jax a high five or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, we would have gotten together eventually anyways.
Well, stop talking now.
I was like, he was showing some balls right there a little bit. That was a ballsy move.
So, yeah.
And then we cut to Frank talking to, or not Frank, Jax. We cut to Jax talking to Kristen and Katie in some, it looked like a strip club from the outside.
It did. It's in Silver Lake. It looks like a strip club from the outside. I've never been inside, but I guess it's in Silver Lake somewhere. It's a restaurant or something?
Former strip club, maybe.
Right? I think it did used to be.
We'll go with that. It did, those like the lights, the Hollywood lights around the outside, but and then he's talking about how he was crying at home and he just couldn't handle it. I mean, you're above 30. I mean, I think that a breakup should be held, I don't know, with breakups I feel like you have to deal with them like with just it is what it is and you have to let it go. But with them I feel like they're very codependent, as Tom said earlier that Jax is always codependent with a girl in a relationship. Why do you think he was breaking down so hard about this?
I don't think he was breaking down. I don't think he cried.
I don't think so either.
No.
Or is he just saying that to get sympathy?
He's saying it to get sympathy.
And to find out more dirt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's what I think.
I agree.
He wants to know what Stassi's doing, you know? And so he goes to his girls and, like, seems sympathetic. And they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Well, Frank is with her now.
They're at supper club. I think they just got there. They have a table. It's in the back. Like,
Jackson White. Horse. Yeah.
Isn't that like breaking like the girl code?
I think so.
It's like let your friend do her thing. You don't need to go and run and tell her ex-boyfriend everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a tough situation because
they all seem to be friends.
So they don't know if they want to alienate or necessarily hear something bad about the other one.
And before they were saying how they picture them getting married in a few years and, like, having kids and everything. So I'm sure this kind of ruins their whole plan for everything also,
right.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. And then they have their lease together and their dog together. So there's a lot riding on it. I understand that. But I don't know. I just think he was trying to get a little bit of sympathy with that whole little stage, little event right there. And then we see him come up, pull up in the club in the Prius cab. Saving the environment. I like it.
I did not see the Prius cab.
I didn't notice that either.
I definitely would have laughed.
Prius cab. He steps out looking like an Armani ad a little bit.
Yes.
I think that's probably what he was going for.
But his look did not go with the white cab that he was in.
Oh, no. I'm like, you got to roll up in a black car.
Can you get a town car?
And we see him swoop in and Frank is in the bathroom, so he gets to talk with Stassi for a second, and then they start talking about how he loves her and all that things, and then Stassi begins to cry, and I'm like, she was squeezing those tears out of her eyes. She was like, come on, just let me get a little bit in there. So that was good. And then Frank, of course, whenever they all come back together as a group, Frank is like, what are you doing here? How was your night? I was like, Frank again has some balls. I didn't expect that from him. I felt like he'd be like happy-go-lucky, like doo-doo-doo, but I don't know. He was kind of like getting a little bit testy right there with...
Well, I almost feel like he thought that Jax is coming in on his territory now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And Jax has 2 years on you, buddy. I'm sorry.
For sure.
But, like, what do you do in that situation? What's the appropriate way to handle that situation? Oh, hey, man, what's up?
I'm here with your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's going to be awkward either way you slice it.
Mm-mm. It's just not good. Then when we get the pregnancy bomb dropped on us. The Vegas pregnancy bomb, child. It is so bad.
Well, before that, I'm like obsessed with how Jax was like, and you know, he would be mad because I came in there no problem and I left with her. You
smooth
know,
as gravy.
Yeah, smooth as gravy.
But I think if I was Frank, I would have dropped that bomb too, because I feel like maybe he felt attacked by Jax, so he was like, I have to, you know, that was very kind of girly of him to be like, I'm going to throw some dirt and just like air it all out. But he wanted Stassi, I guess, so I guess it makes sense that he would divulge that information.
All is fair in
love. Super catty,
war.
Yeah.
All is fair.
More in like lust sex. In war, yeah.
Lust in war. But we have a caller right now, so caller.
Hey,
Hi.
It's Steve.
Hi, how are you? Steve was, he's one of our producers and also a host here on AfterBuzz. He was on our after show last week.
Hello.
So, hi, you got a question for Sheena?
Well, yeah, I watched the episode tonight, and we didn't see too much of Sheena because she was doing her own thing, I know. But the whole deal that you guys just finished going over with Kristen and Katie and all that, it just seems like they're always on Jack's side because Stassi does such a good job making herself look crazy.
Is that a question or a statement?
It's kind of a statement, but
I mean, she didn't do herself any favors. She didn't do herself any favors by any stretch of the imagination.
No, she didn't. But with Frank saying this whole line about what Jack's with the whole Vegas thing, I mean, they worked together for so long. You said about 8 months. So I can't help but wonder whether it's true or whether it's just something Frank's drunk. But, I mean, he's really wasted. How is he going to come up with that so quickly?
Well, I've seen some things that I don't know that have aired yet, but I know there was a conversation that Jax had that Frank overheard, and that's where the information came from. Something or another. I don't know. You'll have to keep watching to see.
Yeah,
but,
she can't get too much away.
Don't get in trouble.
But he definitely didn't just pull it out of his ass. He had a reason to say it.
Well, thank you for calling. I hope that we answered all your questions, my love.
All right, Jake. I'll see you guys soon.
And I hope you're feeling better.
Yep.
I saw on Facebook that you were a little sicky.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for calling. So let's move. Oh, first of all, let me just get this out of the way. While we're talking about watching this show and things and calling in, go over to iTunes, subscribe to us. We would love to hear from you. Rate us. Give us a little read, honey. Not a read. A read, honey. And it only takes a minute, and it keeps our lights on here. So we expect to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all. So I think that the whole Stassi and Jax horse is going to be beat to a pulp the entire season. I feel like they're always going to be a topic for us to cover.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I feel like we're never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah.
So
I have one quick question.
Go ahead.
Where did he get those bottles of Cristal?
Oh, we need to talk about that. Yes,
yeah,
sorry.
That was
my favorite moment
of the show.
That was a great moment. He did not pay for those. Maybe it was like a bartending gig and, oh, there's some extra bottles. Maybe I should take them home. But I don't see Jax just buying those to keep at the apartment.
I mean, they were like three or four at $600 a piece. I was like, holy damn.
My favorite is that they were drinking them out of Red Solo cup.
That was awesome.
That was amazing.
It was so great.
Oh, well, we need to talk about this. I'm sorry. I was like completely skipping over it. So they go home. Jax and Stassi ride off into the sunset or into the bedroom, make out, get a little intimate. And then in the morning, he goes to a photo shoot and he gets a text saying, you are an effing asshole and you cheated on me.
And all your stuff is in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm. And then we cut to the scene with Stassi and her pity party at the funeral where she's crying in her men's pajamas, silk pajamas, which is, I think, is pretty fascinating. I like that a lot. And everyone just seems to be like fanning the flame again. It's always just like feeding her exactly what she wants to hear. And I know that, and then she attacked Katie and Kristen for being on his side. It was just a very awkward confrontation, the whole thing.
Do they all live in the same neighborhood? Because I'm not going to waste my gas to come over so you can make an announcement.
When there's a camera,
we do all live pretty close to each other.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, did she, how did that come about? Like, she woke up and she's like, I have an announcement to make. Like, she texts them all and is like, get here now. You know, like, that was just strange to me.
I wrote, it's the meeting of the minds a little bit.
My favorite is how, like, Frank kind of flips out and he's like, is this why the door's open? And he's like, waiting for Jack to storm it. Oh, it was so dramatic and unbelievably great.
I think you said, while we were watching the episode, Sheena said that it was a little bit of a Jersey Shore moment, along with next week as well.
Yeah, next week. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll be just as surprised as everyone else. But I hear it gets pretty crazy and makes Vanderpump Rules kind of look like Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like it, though. A little crossover. Yeah. A little bit. Crossover themes. I like it. Kristen said something really smart that I really liked. She said that Stassi wants to believe that the rumor is true so that it's his fault that the relationship is over. And I think if you're coming to a point where the relationship, it's coming to a close, and you don't necessarily want to be the bad person being like, it's over, that you want to find out something bad so it helps it be that clean break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
That makes sense.
But at the same time, that type of rumor, I mean, that just seems so mean for someone to make up. Like, why would you do that to a girl you care about if you didn't have solid proof?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
So it's like, did he do it? I don't know.
Yeah. And she never said that the breakup wasn't his fault. Like, from the get-go, she's been like, I am breaking up with you because you did A, B, C, and D. So, I mean, this gives her more of a concrete reason.
I mean, he's like 33, 34 years old, and she's like supporting him and paying their rent and paying the bills. And it's like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Get it together.
But I was a little confused because if she's dating Frank now, then like they work at the same place. And is Frank an actor / model as well?
Or? No, he does. I don't want to get this wrong, but it's something either like real estate or stockbroking or some adult sort of job.
A real child. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes more sense because I'm thinking, I mean,
why go from one bartender to
another? Yeah. And then judge the one bartender for not being adult enough. But okay, that clears things up.
Oh, and so this is going to go ping pong back to the very beginning of the episode whenever Jax was sitting down with Frank at the bar. He said, Stassi, let me read this, like, because I wrote it down. Stassi said that he needs to grow up and get a job, but isn't she pursuing the same things that he's pursuing as well?
No. I mean, he's 10 years older than her, though. You know, there's got to be a point where you either give it up or you actually make money doing it.
That's true, but I don't know.
You know, I mean, Stassi, 23, 24 years old, I feel like it's kind of more okay that all of us in our 20s are still working at a restaurant pursuing our dreams, but when you're 34 and you're still, like, doing it, it's just like, come on, you know, like, you need to get it together, you need to have a backup plan, not just bartend and sleep and eat chips.
And work out, because he Instagrams so many pictures of himself, like, hitting the gym, then heading to Sir. Like, every day, everyone follow him, Mr. Jax Taylor on Instagram. You'll get quite a treat if you like to see a little man candy on the Instagram. Just thought I'd share. Not that I follow him or anything.
Not that I like all of his photos or anything.
It's so weird. I made a collage on my wall. It's strange. And, well, we see Stassi be like, come pick up your crap. And then she goes, heads off to the movies. I read that on her text. Like, I'm going to the movies. You can come pick up your stuff. And I was like, wasn't she really emotional? Like, why would you want to be like, I'm going to go out. I'm going to deal with this. I hope they went to, like, some sad movie, though. Like, where she
I
could,
hope
like,
they
cry
went to,
out
like, Happy
something.
Hour or something. I hope they had...
I know.
Some drinks
after
that
all
day.
That Cristal?
That's what I was about to say. I know. She was two sheets to the wind already.
She so fell asleep in the movie. That's what she did.
She definitely wasn't going to work.
No.
No, because Miss Sheena steps in and starts covering all of her shifts.
I know. I'm
Sorry
such
about
the
it.
Responsible one.
Yes. I wrote this down. I was like, Sheena seems like such a hard worker.
I am.
Like, it seems like you really understand the menu and, like, what goes into it, but you still have fun.
I do.
I appreciate that.
I'm at both restaurants. I'm at Villa Blanca and I'm at Sir, and I do acting and I do singing. So it's like I have all of these different jobs that I have to juggle on a daily basis. But I think I do a pretty good job at it, and I'm a very hard worker. That's why Lisa has me at both places, because she knows she can count on me.
I like that. I like to see someone, even it's not what you want to do with your life.
Of course not.
By no stretch of the imagination, but it seems like you really... You care about the place because it's like a family.
I do, and it's fun. Like, I couldn't imagine working at any other restaurants in L.A. Mm-hmm. It's such a tight-knit group at both places, and both places are so different, but they're so me in each aspect. So it's great. Like, I look forward to going to work. I'm not, like, putting on my dress. Ugh, I have to go to Sir tonight. It's fun. I'm like, I get to go work with my friends and hang out and listen to good music and serve drinks.
Yeah.
It's not a hard job, and we make good money.
I love working at Villa Blanca for, like, a family there. I don't know about Sir. I've never worked at Sir before, but...
What's the difference between the crowds there? Is it a little bit more family-oriented at Villa Blanca, or is it a little bit older crowd?
It's Beverly Hills crowd, I would say. And then,
it's a little more of like a business crowd, whereas Sir is in West Hollywood, so that's more of a younger...
Down to have fun.
Crowd. Yeah.
So which do you like working better at, can you say?
I enjoy them both in different ways. I mean, Villa Blanca is great for lunches. We're always really, really busy. At night, it's quite chill, but we make good money.
Unless it's a weekend.
Yeah.
We're really busy.
We get crazy.
I would imagine so.
It's just, at Sir, it's more like if I want to like go out for the night and get paid for it, Sir's the perfect place to do that because it's fun. You have a good time. You get dressed up, you know, like you wear your dress, but you put on heels. At Villa Blanca, I'm a little more casual, even though it is Beverly Hills. But at Sir, it's fun because you get dressed up and you do your hair and your makeup and all these people come in and your friends come in and hang out. And it's like a lounge club atmosphere. So I like them both in different ways. But I've been at Villa Blanca for almost 4 years and I don't plan on leaving anytime soon unless... Who knows what happens, and I don't have to waitress anymore, but I love my jobs. They're both amazing.
That's great. If you're going to do something part-time, it's awesome to like it.
It's the best thing, and it's so flexible. If I have an audition or something, I mean, just being in this industry, it's the best job that we can have. I could never do a 9-to-5.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it just wouldn't work with the whole schedule and things like that, planning around. So I think that we have come to the close, so I would like to move into some questions for Machina. I'm so excited. We have so I tweeted out to everybody that follows us on Twitter, and I was like, send us questions, and we got a few.
Oh,
so I'll start with one of the fan questions first.
All right.
And we have two people actually tweet this. Daniela and Alexis Nicole both said, has Sheena's relationship with Stassi improved since filming the show?
Well, in the next couple of weeks, you will see a change in our relationship. I can say that. A lot of things change. There are a lot of surprises yet to come. And she does come off as the bully, but, you know, everyone has two sides to them. So you just got to keep
watching. It's a two-way street, I feel like.
And
yeah.
In the previews, there's like a kiss between you guys. Like, that's it was. Is that work or play?
It was a photo shoot.
Okay,
so
that was work.
It was work.
Okay.
Like, things are getting real intimate around here.
They are best friends now.
Oh, yeah, kissed and made up.
And how did you initially begin working for Lisa and the company?
I worked down the street at another restaurant in Beverly Hills at the Grand Havana Room, and that just was not working out after a few years. A friend of mine was bartending at Villa Blanca. They had been open for literally 2 days, said to come in. I came in, I met with the manager, met with Ken, and Ken said that I was ugly and had no personality. Joking, obviously. But he was like, his sense of humor is amazing. He's like, well, you know, you're kind of ugly and you have no personality, so I feel bad. I'll give you a job. And I was like, thanks. He's like, can you start tonight? I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And it worked. And then a couple years into working there, Lisa asked me to come over to Sir and help out there. It's been great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And Kaylee Grace Bell tweeted this. If you could change Sir to make it more like Villa Blanca, would you? And if so, what would you change?
I did see that question today, and I didn't respond yet. I don't think I would change anything because, like, there's similarities with the menu and things, but then there's so many different aspects that make each place unique and fun, and Sir stands for Sexy Unique Restaurant. So I wouldn't want to change anything about it. I love everything. The decor, the food at both places is amazing, and I think they come together quite well.
I feel like that'd be fun to work at two different places because it's like if you got sick of the other one, you could be like, oh, I'm working at this one. So it's kind of cool. You get a little bit of change in environment a little bit. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And I did not know that Sir stood for Sexy Unique Restaurant.
You didn't know that?
Yeah. I did not.
I don't know that either. That's so cool.
English word, Sir. But I guess that would be S-I-R, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not that smart.
And I really want to know this. What is Lisa like as a boss?
Everyone asks that. She's amazing. Like, that is the best word I have to describe her. She's tough on us. She definitely puts us in our place, as she did with you yesterday because of your outfit.
Yes.
Uh-oh. So, I mean...
It's a sore subject.
Shorts were a little too short.
You weren't at Sir, so you couldn't get away with them.
But she's just an amazing woman to work for. I look up to her as a mother. am very good friends with her daughter, Pandora. I do some modeling on the divineaddiction.com.
And I love that website. It's so cool.
Yeah, so just everything, like, I mean, not just working at the restaurant, but it's like I've come together as, like, a part of their family, I feel like.
Nice.
So it's great. I love it.
You can tell that there's, like, a familial bond between the two of you. Mm-hmm. I feel like she like, sticks up for you in a certain way.
She does, yeah. And Pandora and I actually have the same birthday, too. Oh, that's cool. So that's cool.
Which is?
But May 7th.
May 7th.
Yeah.
Are you a Taurus?
I am.
I'm a Taurus.
Cool. Oh,
okay. leaning into the whole Lisa as a boss, does she really let everyone get away with all this drama on a normal basis, or is it, like, she kind of lets it play out a little bit?
The thing is, all of our drama is not, like, front-of-the-house issues. It's all behind the scenes. It's on a break. It's outside of work. On the show, it may come off as, like, these people are going crazy at work, but Lisa would never allow that. There's no one fighting at a table. There's nothing crazy like that. Would have no business. You know, would have no restaurant. So definitely those things are dealt with behind the scenes. We also have managers that deal with the stuff that she's too busy to and doesn't need to. So I think the managers get a little more crap than Lisa does because she doesn't have to deal with us. I mean, she's way too much going on in her life to deal with our drama.
For sure. I think she likes it a little bit. She likes to be involved with it a little bit.
It's always a little fun.
Something that I wanted to get into is what brought you to the decision to sit down and talk with Brandy on TV? I know this is a tough subject, but
yes, it's just like beating a dead horse at this point.
Yeah,
I keep talking about
it. Much.
After I had the run-in with her accidentally at Sir, I ran into her again several times at work. It was very uncomfortable. I left crying a couple times. I was upset. I just felt like, especially with doing this show, I needed to have her hear me out. I needed to apologize. If I could take everything back, I would. I did not know he was married. I know no one believes that because they're like, oh, there's Google. I'm sorry, I was 21. This is like 7 years ago. I didn't Google people. But I just felt it was important for me to apologize and to show my sincerity in the situation and for her to know how truly and deeply I regretted everything. And just being a part of Lisa's life and her, it needed to happen.
It seemed very adult of you to do that because
yeah.
not everyone could literally
so
sit
hard.
There in front of someone and say oh. those things.
Especially her. She's so intimidating. I was
yeah.
so scared.
I remember the day before, Sheena was so scared. She was so nervous.
I didn't sleep at all the night before. I was sick to my stomach.
I know we only saw the edited version, but like, are you happy with the outcome of the conversation? Did it go
Definitely.
How you had planned?
It didn't go how I planned. It went better. I did not know what to expect. But the way it ended, she was just like, you know, I forgive you. I'm not mad at you. You know, like, it takes two to tango, and you can't steal someone's man. I loved when she said that. She said they have to be willing to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, when I see you, I'm happy to say hello. I'm not that person. And I've seen her a few times since then. We're cordial. And I think she's amazing. Like, I look up to her.
That's cool. I hate
that the way we met was how we met. It's so unfortunate because I really admire her as a person. And it just,
if the situation was different, I think that you two could honestly be friends because
I see
a lot of similarities between,
I do
between
too.
Two. You're fun,
yeah.
you're outgoing, you're beautiful, but you also are really outspoken
yeah.
and say it exactly like it is.
Definitely.
So, but I think that's really adult of you also to say that.
Yeah.
To say that you could see, you know, mm-hmm. in a different life, it would be different, you know?
Absolutely.
Does anyone treat you as badly as Stassi does in regards to the scandal?
No. That was a one-of-a-kind type of thing. It just, I didn't understand why she was so affected by it, because I didn't sleep with your boyfriend. Nothing like that came about. But I think it was just the insecurity she had in her own relationship and saw me as a threat, as the new girl coming in. Jax is nice to me. And she just kind of took that to the next level. But I can't remember the last time I was treated like that by someone.
Yeah, that was one of my next questions is, why would... Do you think that was her insecurity with her relationship? Is that why she took it out on you?
I do think so, yeah. I think she might have seen me as a threat and just like, oh, you're that type of girl? Well, then I don't want you in my circle. I don't want you around my friends.
She was scared you were going to steal her man.
I know.
And I have a boyfriend. I've been very happy with my boyfriend for 2.5 years now. So I'm like, that's what I even said in our fight. I'm like, I have a boyfriend. I'm not trying to.
How does your boyfriend feel about the show and just everything?
He's excited. I mean, he's kind of sick of me talking about all this Brandy Eddie stuff. It's so old news. But we went to high school together, actually, so we've known each other for almost 13 years. Oh. And we were friends. We never dated or anything, reconnected a couple years ago. And he knew everything about me going into this relationship and accepted me for all of that. And that's the most important and amazing thing about him is he accepted me for all of my flaws, and he loves me, even though I was a mess back then.
That's okay. And also, you said he's involved with music as well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does he help you with your music career at all?
He does, yeah. He helped me with my song that I have on iTunes right now. It's called What I Like. And he is just my biggest supporter and everything. And he makes me just so comfortable. When the whole singing thing was, the producer that he works with asked him if I sang because he liked my look, and they had this song they wanted me to sing on. And he helped coach me with it and was, like, there with me, and he's just the most amazing, supportive person ever.
See, that's a man that can accept the past and let it go. Mm-hmm. Because the relationship is going to be completely different than what you experienced in the past.
Yeah. I mean, if you just keep living on all those things that you did before, we're never going to move forward.
And so far, some of the things that I find interesting is that on most reality shows, the people that are on the reality shows don't usually have a lot of publicity before. And what was it like? What was it like coming into this situation? Did you think that people would treat you differently, knowing from the past publicity that you had and
Definitely.
Based on these different things?
I was the only one going into this who had really been in the media before, and especially for not necessarily good things. So I kind of just had a target on my back. It's like, oh, here's the home wrecking whore coming into work here. And everyone just judged me right away. But I'm like, you don't understand. This was so long ago, and I didn't know.
And also, if a cute guy is hitting on you and helping you move into your apartment and going on vacation, like, why would you think that?
I mean, that
would never cross your mind. I wouldn't think.
No, but. I mean, no ring. We hang out all the time. I mean, it never even crossed my mind.
Right. That's like not something you should have to assume about someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're not wearing a ring. Are you married? Just wondering. Why would that come up in conversation?
Well, ladies, these men can be sneaky out here, so
yeah.
You just...
Be careful. Google them. Google everyone.
Just assume that they have families and kids.
Oh, if I learned anything from that, is to always Google people.
And I have a few silly questions for you. Do you watch other Bravo shows?
Not that many. Honestly, I'm a huge Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fan, obviously. I try and catch other shows, but... I don't know. I kind of just stick with my niche, I guess.
That's good. Do you have any favorite TV shows, like regular, like scripted shows?
Vampire Diaries. I'm obsessed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, love it. Oh my God. Yes. I haven't seen last night's episodes.
I haven't seen it either. So yeah. we're in the same bone.
Yes.
And if you were a housewife, what would be your tagline? Your
Ooh.
Opening credit tagline?
Why didn't I get to think about this before? I don't know. You may think I'm a homewrecker, but I'm not.
I like how you did the English accent.
I like it. I like it. What would yours be, Jacqueline?
Oh, God.
If you could think
of
one off the top of your head.
I don't know.
I seem sweet and shy, but don't piss me off.
Yes.
I think I would be... I may not look innocent, but I am.
Oh, or just because I wear short shorts doesn't mean I should be in trouble. So I think that's any more questions, ladies, my dears?
No, I mean, just what's going on with your music? Do you have any shows coming up or anything that you, besides the single?
I'm kind of waiting until the episode airs at the Roxy to see the feedback I get on that, because everyone that was there that day were my friends. So of course they're like, you did amazing. And I'm like, I have no idea. I didn't see anything. You know, we have a whole camera crew there. So I didn't think to videotape it myself. So I have no idea what to expect, what it looks like, how our choreography was, how I sound. So I haven't booked another show until I see how this plays out on national television.
Are you worried about the if there's a backlash or if there's a lot of praise? Are you worried about either one of the two?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that week was like the most intense week of my life. I sat down with Brandy and performed my first live show ever, main stage at the Roxy. All in the
same week.
That was the
same
week? Same week. Like 2 days apart. It was crazy having to do both of those things at the same time. But, you know, the thing I did with Brandy was for Housewives. It came over onto our show. Mm-hmm. But the Roxy, it was so much fun. But just there were so many nerves I had. And I'm really curious to see how it turned out.
Are you putting more energy into acting or singing right now?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Definitely more acting. The singing is kind of just a thing I was doing for fun, but because the song came out so amazing and was such a hit
really
with everyone
so
that
fun.
I know, I think I might start to pursue that a little more. But right now, I've always done acting. That's what I'm comfortable doing. I also have done hosting for years, so I love to do that. I'm happy doing anything, but I definitely want to pursue music a little more once I get some feedback on this first show.
I think you'll do well. I think there's a market for, like, fun, like, dancing music.
Yeah,
obviously.
We should play the song. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yes, Marissa, can we get a little bit of clip? What I like?
I'll try to find it.
Okay. Oh, thank you. But also, if there was a particular show that you could see yourself on, maybe Vampire Diaries? Would that be one of the clear things?
Totally.
CW?
That and Pretty Little Liars. Yeah, anything kind of CW related. I've been on 90210.
That's what I thought,
so
yeah.
So I've done that. I've done Disney. I've done Nickelodeon. So I see myself kind of doing those same things because that's what I'm comfortable with. But I would love to do a more dramatic, crazy role and, like, play a vampire, werewolf, or something just crazy supernatural. I think would be so fun.
I'd like to see you on True Blood.
Yeah.
Show a little skin a little bit. I like it.
Oh, okay. Here's it.
Dance party after Buzz.
What I need, what I want to see.
I love the chorus.
Me too.
You really want to dance in the chorus? Cause
I like it when it's hot.
Ooh. This is like the perfect going out song.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wait, the good part's coming out.
I like it. It's good.
I like picture myself like putting my makeup on, like dancing to this in my mirror. Yeah. Is that crazy? Right. Yeah. You know, like girlfriend.
And then it has this awesome dubstep breakdown.
Oh, I love that part.
Yeah, we do a dance to that part. It's really good.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, and Jacqueline is one of her backup singers and dancers, correct?
Yeah.
Jacqueline.
So, Jacqueline, are you an actress and singer as well, a dancer?
I'm a model, and I did a lot of acting when I was younger. I'm trying to get back into it. Just an acting class right now.
Nice. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? I'm still a baby, but I'm still working on it.
Good. Good for you. Well, I think that we've covered about it all. So let's talk about a little bit of news, news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I have some good little gossip here for us. Stassi tweeted that first impressions aren't everything. And it could be Frank, it could be Sheena. We'll find out, I think. Don't tell us. And then Katie tweeted that fabulous mean girl from... She tweeted what's her name? Liz Margulies from Gallery Girls, the other Bravo show. And she tweeted her and she said that she thinks that Liz would fit in their mean group of girls. I don't know.
Which one was Liz?
Liz was the mean one. She was the mean one. She caused all, like, a little bit of drama. She always had a red lip. I don't know. No. She tweeted her and joined the mean girls. And supposedly, Stassi and Jax are still together. Can you confirm that or deny that?
I'm not confirming or denying anything. You got to watch the show.
Okay, stay tuned. Stay tuned, viewers. And Lisa said on her blog about the whole Stassi, Jax, and Frank situation, I was saddened to see Frank have no allegiance to Jax whatsoever. Stassi, when asking, who should I be with? How about nobody? Why are these kids in such a rush to jump out of the frying pan and into the fire?
She's so witty. I love it.
Yeah.
She's just on her toes all the time.
I love it. And I like that she's in the gossip and in the know. So that's all my news and gossip. And also, you can purchase Sheena's song on iTunes, What I Like, and also on SheenaMarieMusic.com for free. So go there. That's it. So let's just move into some predictions. So I like to start all of our predictions with, who do you think is going to be fired? I think it's going to be Frank.
I think it's going to be Sheena. She's not going to get fired.
I think Frank.
I think Jax. I guess I'm the only one who thinks that.
Who do I think? Who did I say last week?
I think you said Jax. Yeah. You said Jax.
I think it's going to be Tom.
Keep it interesting. Mm. I also predict that Sheena Marie is going to kill her performance at the Roxy.
I hope so.
I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure.
I like those costumes that you wore. A little sexy.
Thanks. Yeah, we had an awesome stylist for that.
It looked good. So any other predictions from you two?
I'm going to predict that Jax did get a woman pregnant in Vegas.
You're going to confirm it.
I'm going to confirm it. That's a strong prediction.
Mm, that is good.
I don't have anything.
Thank you so much for watching our show. I'm your lead nose, Jake Dupree. You can follow me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree. Also, you can follow our after show at @VPumpRulesABTV.
I'm Christina Zias. Thank you so much. Follow me at Miss Zias.
I am Michelle Renee, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA.
Sheena, where can we find you on Twitter?
Everything is Sheena Marie. My name is spelled weird. It's SCHEANAMARIE.
And Jacqueline, where can we find you?
And you can follow me at Lecky Charm, and that's spelled LECKEY.
That's
Charm.
Cute. Thank you guys for watching.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.